breathing. It seems like you freeze up occasionally.
Okay, then I'm just going to turn it off. Just going to turn it off, and then we can start anew, huh? We'll just do this all over again. Let's just start the podcast.
Fucking it.
Cool.
Might as well.
Is it worse than a wonderful podcast with our crow? And pew, 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 pew. Robo's not here.
The one and only.
It's because it was because of St. Paddy's Day, you know.
That wonderful holiday.
Oh, you're lagging real hard.
Where all I do is make sure to get Guinness.
yeah. That's, you got to buy all the Guinness. You got to make sure you order all the Guinness before the day shows up, so that you have all the Guinness, so that you can sell all the Guinness, because everybody just wants to drink all the Guinness, and that's gross.
It's an okay beer.
It's kind of watery.
Well, yeah, it's super light, but it's like a heavy light beer.
Yeah, it's not my favorite. And then people want that drink, that I guess you call the Dublin Drop. But that's not what they order.
Oh,
so
a half and half, or
half and half, a fucking you know the bomb. With the cream?
Yeah, the bomb that we probably shouldn't call it by the regular name. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what I'm trying to say. But everybody calls it by the regular name because that's what they call it. Anyway. Well,
what's that other...
What?
Isn't there that combo of light and dark beer, like the half, the black and tan or whatever?
Oh, man, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I think one of them, you're not supposed to say it because it's like a... Like something with the Irish or some shit like that.
Well, they're both both of those drinks.
Well, because one's just using Irish. One's using just Irish beers, and the other one, because you got to use Harp and Guinness, but some people use the British one, whatever light ale that you do with the British side, and supposedly that's the one that they'll try to say, yeah. I think that one, and there's another one, too.
Huh. Well, that's all very unfortunate. that's not what we're here to talk about. let me tell you what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about Ghost. Yeah?
Roadhouse. Oh, yeah, Ghost.
Yeah, the 1970s band from England that only released one album called When You're Dead. Yeah, it's a pretty fucking sick psych rock album, you know? There's not too much to say about the band. It's just they had the one album, and then I mean, it's just kind of like Jefferson Airplane stoner rock type of thing, right?
Yeah, I was a little weirded out. We were doing something over just one album. I was like, okay.
Well, I figure there's the middle of the month episode, you know, the short one. It's just like we're just checking in, just talking about the one thing. And, you know, sometimes we do like a movie night, but
or sometimes we do pottery.
I don't have the space for that. I got my drawing table.
Well, not like Demi Moore had. Jesus fuck.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Something?
What? I don't get it. Pottery? Demi Moore?
Yes. Yeah,
it's like
I like
a movie?
To have...
the actress?
I like to have brawn shirtless men behind me fuck up my pottery while I'm doing it at 2 in the morning.
What's that?
That's a really weird kink of mine. Don't worry.
let's talk about that one, dude. This is a new podcast. I didn't have much to say about that 70s album. It was just kind of cool. You know, I thought it was weird, too, that we were just doing that. But the pottery and shirtless guys? I saw like a Family Guy one time. had a bit like that.
Roadhouse. Oh, yeah. Why did you watch Roadhouse?
I did.
I did too.
I watched that. And I watched this. Wait, you're just like, no way.
I literally watched Ghost and then was like, well, that was whatever.
There it
I
is.
I want to watch him actually kick some ass.
Oh, you watched the movie Ghost from 2019? Starring
13 Ghosts?
Well, that's a good. Is that what we were supposed to? I didn't watch any of this. I just watched Roadhouse. I listened to the band Ghost. But I don't know, I kind of lost the assignment here.
I think that still counts if you watched Roadhouse and then listened to Ghost. I think you're covered.
Honestly, all I've been doing, because I'm just so confused, is I've just like undertaken like all of the media named titled Ghost that I could, just to make sure I did the right thing, because I didn't really want to ask what we were doing this month.
I even watched Ghostbusters, for crying out loud.
Oh, fuck. Was I supposed to do that?
No.
Which
you
one
had to
were
do
we?
The all-female cast.
We're doing the... that was actually recommended to me the other day, and I almost did it just to, like, you know, relive torture. It's cringy. It's bad. It's not anybody's fault. It's just bad.
No, it isn't. Yeah.
So we were supposed to watch the Demi Moore movie? Roadhouse?
I don't know if we were supposed to, but I... You know, that movie's got two people from the Big Lebowski in it.
Hey, you're right. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Jackie Treehorn and the narrator.
It's a hell of a thing. So this is movie night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's I've been real lost on this podcast. I've been a little off. So the movie Ghost with Demi Moore and Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, I've seen it. Okay, we can do this.
All right.
All right. So, there's a ghost.
And he's doing pottery with his alive woman.
Yeah, he's in a Swedish metal band, but it's like not really metal. Fucking... So, all right, this movie, I'm sorry. I'll drop it. This fucking movie.
I was like, we could code the whole podcast is that.
I don't know what's going to happen when we get to the fucking actual episode that we're supposed to do, because I'm still really off. We'll talk about it then.
Until then, let's talk more about Roadhouse.
What the fuck is with the scene? You're dead, Willie. What, like,
dead, Willie.
So do we? I don't even really want to do a plot synopsis, you know, like I don't like the guy dies. Okay. The guy dies and he's a ghost. And the whole movie is everybody pretend that Patrick Swayze is not in the room. And Whoopi Goldberg,
I know. That shit's looking everywhere but him.
Whoopi Goldberg's just like, I can't see him, but I can hear him. And they're like, that's great, Whoopi. You go with that. But that's it. You're the only one. Fucking, like, scenes of him, like, walking. Like, half of me watching that movie was me going, oh, man, please, like, bump into a fucking pole or a person or, like, push a door. Like, please do something. Just to fuck it up, you know, because there's so much of him just like walking down the street.
Yep. Taking the subway.
Running up and down stairs. Like as a ghost, man. But we see that he can pass through walls, right?
Yep. So how does he not fall through the floor?
With his mind, dude. That's how with his mind.
Can we rewind really quick and
we can rewind the whole tape and take it right back to the store. I don't care.
and just literally point out the fact that every source, like comedy, media, reference, everything that refers to this movie, and especially the epitomal actual like pottery scene, all of them have it completely wrong. Homeboy's not dead at that time, and homeboy ain't helping her out. He fucks it up for her, and she gets all like low-key mad, but then's like turns around, is like, how can I be mad at Patrick Swayze's chest? Look at those rippling abs. And even I was like, I wouldn't be that upset.
Yeah, like, no, I mean, he walked up there and was just like, what's that? You got a nice a vase going on? Too bad. We mm-hmm. go fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, what are you doing? Patrick Swayze just like straddles her butt and like
every
reaches over.
To that scene, they always have him as a ghost. You know what I mean? Or like there's that sure. like, weird miniature Mandela effect where I think people associated with him being a ghost at that scene. But no, he's just a horny ass motherfucker at 2 a.m. going down to his wife's studio.
Yeah, you know what I read today? Speaking of Mandela effect, it's going to be one of these episodes, Perry. I learned that a lot of people think, and get this, a lot of people think that the cornucopia
Fruit of the Loom?
But right. So they think that it was there or it wasn't there or whatever, right? And there's pictures that have it on there of products that, you know, you can fake pictures and shit. So Either way, the theory is from these people that if it's not the Mandela effect, that just before the internet became like a thing, Fruit of a Loom had a incident of poisoning people somehow. I don't know how. Don't ask me. I don't believe in conspiracy theories usually.
Remember when they were cool though?
I remember when they were funny.
Yeah.
Like we were making like, fun of that shit. But the idea is that they scrubbed it. Right, that they scrubbed their history basically,
right.
And they changed the logo as a piece of doubt to instill doubt in people's minds. So if they remember anything from pre-internet era, you know, pre-90s, Fruit of a Loom, it can be discredited by saying, "Well, you also thought that there was a fucking cornucopia on the logo."
Well. And you thought there was a Shazam movie with, what's his name? Who do they think was in it?
Sinbad?
A comedian. Yeah,
Sinbad. Yep. I wish that exists. I mean, they should just make it now.
Well, it sucks now that there is a Shazam movie, but, you know, that's in the DC shit. But
God,
still.
It's not like, good.
Nah, not entirely. Well, first one's... okay.
First one's okay. Like, yeah. Yeah, the first one is okay.
The first one's okay. The second one is just hot garbage, dude.
Well, it's because Black Adam fucked it all up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sounds terrible saying that. I have not
when
said that out.
When words come out of the mouth, yeah.
Wow. Well, anyways.
That's true, though.
That movie was all fucked
Islander,
up.
So. Pacificer Islander.
I wasn't talking about him. I was no. It's nothing like that. It's not like that. It's not like that. fucking. You know, it sucks that it could have been really fucking cool to have the Black Adam movie establish this villain, and then like Shazam shows up, and then the Shazam 2 movie ties in, but just like almost everything in the DC universe, nothing can go right. And that didn't happen.
Well, they just—it's like a picture an entire building universe based on how Disney handled the Star Wars sequels, right? Like, there's no overarch like idea. Like, they're just straight up like every director is like, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna follow this fucking comic book storyline and then make my changes.
Yeah.
And Zack Snyder's like, cool, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to release a 4-hour fucking Zack Snyder cut. And it's going to be just nothing. Nothing.
It's going to be a bore. It's going to frustrating bore with a lot of cheesy fucking shots. Now at this point, you know, they're rebooting it or whatever.
Trying to restart it, yeah.
Yeah, but they
James Gunn's coming in.
Sure, I hope that's good. And it worked for Marvel for a second, but it kind of got tedious.
Oh, Marvel's, let's not get started on that.
Yeah, no. We're supposed to be talking about Ghost, but I don't care. I'm more into this.
But all these are way better than talking about Ghost.
Ghost is so just a cheesy 90s. Like, that movie could be a fucking Lifetime fucking special.
Yes. Like, there's so many elements that were like, okay, it's not terrible on certain points but just...
I think it was made by the guys that did Naked Gun. Like, you know, so they're like comedy directors.
What?
I'm pretty sure. I'm relatively sure. But anyways, about DC property.
Oh, did you see Blue Beetle?
Yeah, no. I didn't. Yeah. I couldn't.
Yeah, I agree.
And the worst part is like, I've had people get mad at me about this, but it's almost like they follow the MCU steps just 5 years later on so many things. But, like Blue Beetle may as well have been fucking Spider-Man mixed with some of their other fucking what's the one with the rings?
Shang-Chi?
It's just a fucking mess. It's all over the fucking place.
Yep.
And it wasn't even really that much fun to watch.
I mean, the only time I got excited recently was when I watched The Marvels. And at that point, the only reason I got excited because it was a fucking end credit scene and I saw Beast. And I was like, oh shit, we're starting to get into X-Men territory, baby.
You know, they got me though, because anytime Samuel L. Jackson plays Nick Fury. Even if it sucks, it's like, yeah, but the fucking Samuel Jackson's running around here talking to like space aliens and shit. You know?
Like he was in the third fucking Die Hard.
Yeah.
Just with cat scratch fever instead.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a little different. It's a bit of a different audience targeted with that one.
I rewatched that movie not too long ago too. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah, they should have left it at the first three movies, and that would have been dandy.
Honestly, the first three are not terrible. I agree. Number two is kind of cheesy because it's just one in an airport. Three, they at least tried to change it up, and it was interesting because then you got what? You had Samuel L. Jackson, and Jeremy Irons was the bad guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, like, come on. Yep. It's entertaining.
I don't even remember the fourth one.
Plus seeing Bruce Willis standing on the corner of Harlem with a sandwich-style like signboard with I Heart. Oh, my God. Like,
yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so what were the back to that movie we watched, the movie that I watched one time.
Roadhouse.
Ghost House. It was made by Jerry Ghost Zucker, Roadhouse, who did Airplane and the Naked Gun series. First Night. I don't know if you know that one. With Heath Ledger. He's a knight.
Oh, First Night. Yeah, I thought
he's like the first
one. N-I-G-H, not K-N.
Yeah, no, with a K. Yeah, no. He's
with a K.
Not
three of them, though.
What it is Heath Ledger is the first time that night falls. That's it. You're right. You were right the first time. And everybody's like, it's really dark in here, man. And he's like, why so serious? Yeah. That's obviously, you know, shit writes itself.
Fucking A, God.
So anyways, what was I saying when Willie dies?
Oh, yeah, because he's
my
like,
favorite part of the
movie.
Because
he gets hit by the fucking cars, dude.
Sure, like, but here's the scene, right? Like, Willie's the bad guy, right? Willie was hired by Patrick Swayze's co-worker. This is so, they're just like, we really need an excuse for this to happen, okay? Like, we need a fucking reason to make this fucking movie. And the writer was like, I can force it real hard. And they were like, please do. His coworker has $4 million in an account that they can't withdraw right away?
I was under the impression he was laundering money for the drug dealer.
Okay.
Something along those lines, right? Like, because it's for a drug dealer. That's why he was so, oh my God, I got to get that fucking money. You know what I mean? Not just, I'm greedy. It's like his fucking life's on the line too, which is still cheesy shit. They're supposed to be like, they're supposed to be working in the financial district in Manhattan. Yeah,
in the 80s.
You know, like.
Late 80s, early 90s.
Early 90s. And all of a sudden, like, some random drug dealer can just get to this random dro schmo, like, working at this firm. Like, it just seems so ridiculous. Like, this movie just was missing some people doing some coke for how cheesy, cliche the whole finance.
Yeah. I don't, like, how did the $4 million get there without anybody noticing $4 million showing up from a drug dealer? You know?
Well, I think that's. That why he supposedly put him between separate accounts, and that's why that one scene when Patrick Swayze is working late.
Well, there's a like lot of money. There's too much money here.
There's too much money in these accounts. Yes. Like they do it so it's like okay, I guess, but no. At the same time, it's ridiculous.
Like it's not how it works, you know. It's like they wrote it backwards. Like, oh, well, why'd he get killed? Because he found a bunch of money in an account. Oh, why was that there?
Keep going.
Drug dealer.
I love it.
And the guy that
so
works
hot right now.
The guy that works with him, it could be like crack. Because it's like, oh, it, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that's
okay.
Great, right?
Is crack
epidemic.
Really the big thing anymore? Is crack really the big thing anymore?
Let's just not mention it anymore, then. It's just drugs,
okay,
and
yeah,
he,
yeah. Well, let's,
he
let's,
dies.
Let's just drop drugs.
So okay. they kill, he finds the money, so they kill him.
Okay, but, so this sounds pretty serious. Are we going to have any kind of comedic relief? Anything like that? Like,
do you know,
I just feel
do you
like,
know Ted Danson's girlfriend? Whoopi?
I do. Okay. Well, I like where this is going.
I think she might be open to working with us.
I really like where this is going.
You know, the funny thing is if it, like me and you, Whoopi nowadays is definitely not open to working with us. That woman probably doesn't even want to talk to us.
Oh my God. Well, that's the funny part is realizing that she was actually like, decently funny with things back in the day, because I just think of like grumpy ass fucking Whoopi nowadays,
boomer Whoopi.
Yeah, yep.
It's like, all right, Grandma, we got you. Yeah, I know. Nobody wants to work nowadays. Oh, okay,
in
okay,
my
okay.
Day, yeah.
the Whoopi's character in this movie is borderline at best, yeah. Like,
oh, it's ridiculous.
It's great that was it. Jerry Zucker wanted to represent a more urban dynamic. That's wonderful. But she's like the butt of every fucking joke and has a fucking long criminal career, and it just like,
oh no, everything's super cliche, right?
Yeah, like she's the scam artist, fucking yep. Fortune teller that's living in the hood, fucking taking the fucking neighborhood for their money, you know, because the whole fucking family's coming down to fucking find out if their dead grandma wants their fucking ring in the casket or not. Who knows? I don't know. Fucking
yeah, and you know those people know each other. Like that's not like these people are coming across fucking like across town and shit. You know what I mean?
Those are
like local people.
But they're just like the butt of the entire, because if it, without them there's no fucking relief in this movie, right?
Yep.
It's just Patrick Swayze standing behind
walking people
or standing behind them going, why are you doing that? No. What are you doing?
Trying to like stop him, and then his hand just goes through them, and he's like, oh, I'm a ghost,
and then he goes for a walk.
Yeah.
It's the whole fucking, this movie is literally that. It's Patrick Swayze goes from one location to the other.
I haven't seen so many walking / subway scenes since The Warriors, dude.
Seriously.
That's The Warriors, but like just Patrick Swayze is a ghost.
Yeah. It's Warriors, except it's like a semi-comedy drama thriller, kinda, sorta.
Okay. Can we just mention how ridiculous they gave up at the ending? Like, not that they put. Not that it feels like they put a huge effort in the movie as a whole, but ending
on the fucking roof when they're just shooting Patrick Swayze staring down at the camera's at like crotch level, and he's got a light shining right on his face, and he's looking down at the camera and like kind of smiling. And, like, it just has that shot over and over again for a really long time.
It's just ridiculous. Or, the random pulley just happens to break apart a window to all of a sudden act as, like, a guillotine. But then doesn't even act like a guillotine. It just stabs him.
And he dies immediately.
Instantly. You're dead, Willie.
Yeah, it was weird that the piece of glass is what they chose. Like, it's right at throw him out the window. I don't know.
Yeah, or like decapitate him, like hella guillotine style, like what it looked like they were going to go do. But no, it's just a little stab. A little stabby stab. And then those fucking shadow people. The first time you see the shadow people with Willie.
Okay, so that was what I was trying to get at, and we never got there.
Oh, yeah, there we go. See, look at that. Full circle, bruv.
It looks like Willie is either just sitting on a chair with his legs out. Or he's like on like a roller chair, but like it literally, puts his legs and arms straight out. Like, no!
Yeah!
I gotta go back, though, because the way that scene works is. He runs into traffic because he's getting tortured by Patrick Swayze, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as a ghost, because nobody can see him, even though he's right there in the scene. We can all see him. Oh,
we got to go further back because Homeboy learned how to interact with the physical realm because of the ghost on the subway. Yeah,
who's real confused and not happy.
Yep.
But also really friendly and kind of cool for like 2 seconds.
Very mentorish, and then you're like, God damn it, get out of here, fucking psycho.
Crazy ass subway ghost.
Ghost.
So once he starts pushing things, he goes, you know, he's protecting fucking G.I. Jane, and he starts fucking with Willie and the other guy, I can't remember his fucking co-worker's name, but so the co-worker follows Willie as he's getting chased by a ghost into traffic. Willie gets hit. And so you hear off screen this man say, Willie! And then you see Willie kind of like roll over some cars and fall next to another car and sit there. And then he stands up and he looks over and it just shows him staring, trying his damnedest to act. In any way, because this is his guy has not been doing that.
This is my moment.
It's like the whole movie is like, am I supposed to be acting right now? But this is the one time where he's like, so this is heavy, right? I'm gonna look over and I'm gonna see my body on a car, and I gotta excel it. I gotta act, and he's not. He just doesn't. He fails. He's just staring. It's kind of weird. It looks like he's looking at the snack table and trying to decide if he wants the croissant or the bagel. And
croissant.
Yeah. And then you hear, "Oh, that dude dead."
Yeah.
It shows him laying on top of a car, right? And then it cuts back to him, and he's still trying his damnedest to act. He's like, "There's emotions here. I know it." There has to be. I just don't know how to deliver them. And then it shows Patrick Swayze just staring at him. And then they're both staring. And they're just staring back and forth. And he says, "You're dead, Willie.
You're dead, Willie."
Just point blank. And then it continues to go back and forth between these guys for like 2-3 cuts. Just awkwardly looking.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shadow people.
The shadow people. That was probably the one time where I was like, "Oh, that's actually a little creepy." And I think with Willie, they nailed it with kind of the creepiness of it a little bit, right? Not obviously entirely, but
yeah, when they're coming up to get him and stuff, when they're coming to grab him and they're coming out of the like everything,
they're literally coming out of the nook and cranny shadows. Like,
but then once they grab him, and it's literally it looks like he's sitting in a chair getting pulled back.
Like the automotive roller, yeah.
Like it's fucking. But
so that one, yeah, that part cheesy. But the actual when they come out, right?
But like
but when it's the fucking coworker guy, like that one was uber cheesy. They tried to put faces on these shadow people.
Yeah. They had like little eyes, little white eyes.
I was like, no, that ruins everything.
My favorite is that every time, the two times we see these shadow people, Patrick Swayze's character, Sam, his name's Sam. I remember that. I watched it. Hey, I really did. I was just playing. He looks at like he watches it. You know, he watches it the entire time. And you can tell that like he's like, "Oh shit. The fuck are those things? They eat ghosts. Uh-huh. I should probably fucking go." But first, he stands there for a second, just like, oh no, oh, I'm gonna stare at this. That's bad. That's probably bad. Oh, okay, now I'll go. And it's
what's
almost
fucking.
It's just like, I'm not afraid of those things. You know, those things are terrifying as fuck. But I seem to be okay. I'm Patrick Swayze. Let's go to the roof.
Roadhouse.
Why were they on the roof?
Because was it? He was chasing Demi Moore. What's her name? I can't think of her name.
Yeah, I couldn't either. G.I. Jane.
Yeah. I know that by this point, she was paying attention and listening to Oda Mae tell her what he was telling her and blah, blah, blah. And so they had to leave because he was coming. And it was just a ridiculous, like, wow, we end up in a weird ass. It's the spot that they started in the beginning of the movie. Remember? Like when they, opening. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it does full circle.
It does tie. Yes.
Dang.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well,
I thought there was going to be more sex in this movie. The way people always talk about this movie, I thought it was going to be like, you know what I mean? Like, and then I realized, oh no, the only reason I heard a lot of people talk about it is probably because they were women in the ridiculous amount of shirtless shots of Patrick Swayze. I mean, don't be wrong.
That's the best part of the movie, probably.
Like, homeboy could like wash some laundry on those abs, but still.
But that's also like that's like the first like 20 minutes of the movie. The rest of the time, it's just him standing behind people and walking around,
swiping at their head. he tries to punch his friend, yeah, and he keeps trying to over and over, and he keeps falling around and stuff. Oh man,
he went about it all wrong. You know, as soon as he fucking
you're dead, Sam. Where was his person telling him that?
I know there was that weird scene where like he died and he saw himself, and then all of a sudden
old man in the hospital. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So there was that weirdness for a second there, that like dreamlike state, like he thought he was in bed with his wife person, and then they were in the hospital. I don't know. So I guess something. You know, he got something. Maybe he was taken by the ghost people and we just didn't see it that way.
He got dead. That's what he got.
He got way dead.
You dead, Sam?
Willie! I can't. I'm fucking over it.
Dude, everything about it is just so like, oh man. Like, it had moments where I was actually like a slightly invested, and then it just doesn't deliver. And I'm just like,
but Perry, oh, he went to heaven.
Maybe it was different in the 90s. You know what I mean?
You know, it was perfect. He went to heaven. You know,
he did.
Yeah, he ascended, and the other guys got dragged off to bad places by shadow people. He did. So, happy ending. Does anything happen after that? I can't remember.
I don't think so. I kept waiting to see if he was a ghost doing pottery with her, and it never happened. Everything lied to me.
I don't like...
fucking lie.
I don't like that they gave the money to the church.
Yeah, it was kind of bullshit. Yeah. Was it a church? I thought it was a...
orphanage?
Something. It was like an orphanage or a recovery program or something.
I mean, and it was nuns.
There's still obviously sponsorship.
He could have given some of that shit to Whoopi Goldberg. Like, you knew he was going to kill these guys, and he fucking tortured her this whole fucking movie.
Dude, singing the Henry VIII I Am over and over, like, come on. That is just cruel and unusual punishment.
And then all of a sudden all the other ghosts showed up and started jumping in her body. What the fuck?
That was a little messed up.
A little weird. A little weird. Oh, yeah. And then, well, then she was like, you can use me. Right?
Whoa.
Yeah. And then, bro, Demi Moore was straight up about to just get it on with fucking Whoopi Goldberg. Man. As soon as he stepped, she was just like, no, that's him. That's Patrick Swayze. But then, like, you know, and once he jumped away, it was like, no, you were just holding Whoopi Goldberg in your arms passionately.
Yeah, I know. That's when, like, they kept showing, like, the two of them. And I was like, are they going to do, like, a cutscene and actually show, like, her and Whoopi? Because that's what's happening right now.
It's like a peeping Tom's outside the window, and he's right, just like, oh, shit, what the fuck is happening?
What they really needed to do was end it where, like, the football team and everything from Beetlejuice shows up, and they start singing Jump in the Line right as he goes and goes up to heaven. Like...
Wow, I think that's how every movie should.
They should end Stranger Things like that.
It'd be so good. With
Winona Ryder.
If just for like 5 years, every piece of media that ends with fucking Jumping the Line done in Beetlejuice style.
I'm on board for that.
Like, nobody talks about it. You know, it's not
just
even
a thing that's done, and it's like you accept it. Because it is what it is.
The only time you hear about it is when, like, finally it stops. Like, the 5 years is over. And, like, the first thing that gets released where there's no Jump in the Line, somebody's just like, what the fuck?
You're like, you know what I really miss? When they ended movies with Jump in the Line. Like, me too!
What an absolute cinematic piece of garbage. It didn't even end with fucking Jump in the Line. Who do these people think they fucking are making trash like this?
Like Citizen Kane? Really? Where's Jump in the Line, guys?
Where is it? Rosebud, Jump in the Line. Rock your body in time.
Just drop the snow globe.
Dude, that's fucking awesome. Fucking Gone with the Wind. Frankly, my dear, I just don't give a damn. Jump in the line, rock your body.
Rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you.
Casablanca, the fucking plane's taking off.
Play it again, Sam.
Yes.
Oh my god. So many movies would end so well with that.
I don't know, it's perfect for everything. It's the ultimate who gives a fuck now. Let's get to the fucking Beetlejuice ending.
We're just done. How are we going to end this, guys? We're going full Beetlejuice, guys. Yeah, all right.
You know what? You know what, dude? Speaking of, let's let's just do that right now.
Kind of jump into line.
Yeah, so next week we're gonna was this worse than 311? I don't even know anymore.
I don't even really know.
I don't care. I'd rather
I don't think it's worse, and maybe it is, or maybe it's on a different level because the 311 ain't ghosts, so I don't know.
I don't want either in my life.
Oh. Yeah, I could do without watching this movie again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Same. I'm not mad I watched it, though.
No, it was one of those, like, okay, I got that done.
So it's not worse. It's not worse than 311, you know?
No, I wouldn't think it is. Yeah.
It's one of the best Lifetime specials that Hallmark has been lifetimed for Hallmark.
It just needs to be during Christmas, and it would have been a Hallmark movie.
I wonder if there's a sequel.
Ghost 2.
The Ghost of Christmas Past.
Electric Boogaloo.
Just Patrick Swayze standing next to a fucking Santa at the mall.
You jump in the line. The whole movie is just all ghosts from every movie doing jump in the line.
Yes. Oh, that would be so good. It was just like the Ready Player One of ghost movies.
You know, we got references. Yeah.
Yeah, we got the 13 ghost from the Matthew Lillard version, though, not the original.
Yes.
Yeah, the scary one.
Well, we gotta have obviously Casper.
Oh, wait, Casper's in there. Yeah. But the like 90s 3D animated live action. Yeah,
the one where it's Devin Sawa, right?
Frighteners.
Christina Ricci.
Yeah, with Christina Ricci. Oh, yeah. The ones from Frighteners and Michael J. Fox, he can just hang out.
Oh, any of the ghosts from Harry Potter and Hogwarts. Yeah,
good one. Yeah. Real good one. I don't really know. You know, ghosts, I don't know too many ghost movies. Ghosts, they're scary. They scare me. That's what this episode was about.
The ghost from Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, that's a scary ghost.
Paranormal Activity.
That's a scary fucking ghost. What about, what's the other one? The red door thing? What is that? Insidious?
Oh, Insidious.
Is that a ghost or is that a demon? Oh, because
that's got the nun. Yeah, it's got the nun.
Is the nun a ghost?
I thought so, right?
I don't know. I don't like those ones.
I lost track, man. Yeah.
Ghosts are scary. They're worse. That's what this is about. This was about ghosts. And I'm going to say that they're worse than 311 because they're scary.
Ghosts are worse than 311, 100%.
Yeah.
Freak me out.
Uh-huh. This is a good episode.
Ghostbusters were in New York. They should have taken care of Swayze.
Oh, fucking Slimer would be there? Fuck. We missed all that. Oh,
hell yeah.
Is Stay Puft Marshmallow Man a ghost, or is he more like an apparition?
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man was an apparition because...
Or a manifestation?
Zool. A manifestation because Zool...
Is there a difference?
Who was it? Well...
No, it's Zool, maybe. I think, right?
No, I'm saying, but what's his name?
Ray.
Had it pop into his head. Ray, there you go. So, yeah, if he was not a ghost, he was a product
Take me a trivia
of
night.
What Zool... I'm usually pretty good at trivia too.
I'm terrible. It's like, until it's something that scares. Hey, what was that Ghostbusters name?
Jesus? Oh, you're wrong thinking, ghost.
You're thinking of that Monty Python movie. Life of Jesus. Is that all the ghosts we
Jesus
got?
Jesus rolls.
The Holy Ghost?
No, there's plenty more, but oh yeah. What about the Holy Ghost?
Scrooge.
Is he a ghost? He has the spirits, right?
Yeah, I don't know. And it's like death showing him. Well, no, it's the fucking. No, it is like every
They're
time they
ghosts.
Show it, it's
They're
like
Ghost of Christmas Past. The Ghost of
right.
Christmas Past. Yeah.
But every time it's like death showing him the fucking ghost.
Future.
No, wait, the ghost come and get him. It's just that fucking. Yeah. It's just that Bill Murray movie where the future is shown as death.
Scrooged.
Yeah.
No, it's Scrooge, right?
That's pretty good.
That's a fucking good one. It's probably one of the Christmas Carol ones that I'll rewatch during Christmas time.
That's one of those where the death stand, like the death costume, is like, well, yep. that's a really good live action death. The thing's creepy looking.
It's pretty gnarly. The way it points to his grave and everything too.
Yeah.
The book.
Yeah. It's just like,
what other ghosts are there?
Just Beetlejuice.
Well, I mean, they got the entire Afterworld waiting room. You know what I mean?
The Shining?
The Shining?
The Shining? You got the Shining.
You don't want to get sued.
Oh, shit. That's all ghost. It's like a ghost house.
Yeah, it is. Technically. That fucking old woman in the tub.
Uh-huh. And there's that, like, bulldog guy that's eating that person out.
Oh, yeah.
It's really weird.
Oh, yeah.
It terrified me as a kid, man. That fucking scene where Shelley Duvall's running around at the end, you know. And, like, that movie is pretty fucking tame. Let's not get it crossed. Like, it's a different kind of scary, right? But she turns the corner and the fucking hotel door, the room is open. And it's just this guy wearing, like, a bulldog mask, like a bulldog outfit. Uh-huh. And, like, some people's legs. You can't see the rest of the person, just his legs. And, like, he looks up from his head being between the legs. For some reason, just because, and it, like, it's like, whoa, shit, she's scared too, you know? And, like, it's like a jump scare. But, like, the jump scare is that the bulldog's eating pussy. It's not scary, but it scares the shit out of me.
Well,
it's
yeah,
more gross than anything.
Nowadays, you're like, oh, bro, what, why? Why?
What the fuck is that? The fuck is that, Stanley Kubrick? It's like, so what's the bulldog ghost going to be doing that's so scary? He's going to be fucking munching some muff. He's like, excuse me? Yeah. Yeah.
He's a muff right. dog, bro. Well, the whole, I mean, even Stephen King was like, "This, I do not like that version, so.
Yeah, it's a different
focus.
You
got anything better? I mean, we got Dr. Sleep, but that's, like, whatever.
I don't mind Stanley Kubrick's Shining. I just,
I enjoy it. It is for, especially for pop culture references and, like, knowing the movie. It definitely helps because it is referenced a lot, like, in subtle ways sometimes. But more often than not, usually the elevator doors, you know, just little things
and
like
the,
that.
And the carpet from the hotel in general.
Yep. Oh, carpet in general is used a lot, or even the room number.
It's all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. That's a one.
That one's even been used in cartoons and shit for
fucking
random jokes.
They had Simpsons and all sorts of shit. Fucking, I don't know, I think they redid a version sometime in the 90s that was a little more to the book, where it's more
than
that
the TV movie?
Yeah, and it's not very good, unfortunately. And I don't know how well the book would really translate directly to film, because there's things like the topiaries alive, right? The bushes,
yep.
Like the animals, and fucking like the building itself wants the kid. That's kind of the point, because it wants to be able to escape from the confines of itself.
Because he can shine, you know what I mean? So
right.
Yep.
So, and that's...
But I feel like they gloss over a lot of that in the movie.
and there were, like, supposed to be... I think there was supposed to be more of a message of like, I don't know, the mother dealing with an abusive husband instead of abusive husband goes off the deep end.
Right.
And that's like it. Like, that's it. You know, is it's like, oh, he was an alcoholic and he went off the fucking deep end, basically. Like, you could just assume that movie was him having delusions and getting drunk on the fucking hotel bar. Oh, they said there was no alcohol in it. Right? I can't remember.
It's been a while.
But I mean, he does sit there and, like, he thinks he's getting drunk, whatever. And, like, it could just be that he's delusional and kills his family.
At that point, yeah. You say at that point, that's when like the ghost bartenders are there anyways. You know what I mean? So who knows if, yeah, exactly. He could have all been, he could have slaughtered him at that one point and lived out his like whole idea of life with them still alive.
I think the dad's the only one that nuts. That dies in the book too. Because Scatman Crothers doesn't get fucking axed to death. And he gets like hit with a fucking hammer or bat or some shit like that, if I remember right.
Dude, it's been so long since I've read the book.
Yeah, me too. I don't really care to read any Stephen King anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe I'll put it on my list, but even I was like, nah, I'm kind of good. I'm kind of full up right now.
Yeah, I kind of don't really appreciate the way he works with his words. It's fine. It's just a little simplistic. And he describes like, the things he chooses to describe to get us to certain. I think it's Cujo, maybe, where there's like the whole beginning is some guy talking about a mole that this other guy's wife has by her pubic hair, and it's like, yo, why did I just read two fucking paragraphs of that?
Yep. Like, bro.
And it's not just that, though. Like sometimes it's just, it's very mundane things. It doesn't have anything that's like, you know, somewhat perverted or whatever. It's just.
No, but still, like, he doesn't have, like, I mean, even some authors that do that, it still feels like it's flowing and moving in a direction versus, like, you just stopped and he's just, like, looking around the room.
Yeah.
Like, and at some point, the editor should have been like, are you just standing in your room and, like, looking at stuff and writing them down, Steven? Like, no, not at all.
No, I'm totally just, like, suit and tie, pencil. And, Steven, that's not going to work like that right here. That's you're doing.
I'm going to name the guy, I'm going to name him Kobayashi. Dude, no. Like, you just watched The Usual Suspects, didn't you?
Jesus fucking shit Christ. I mean, Stephen King does okay on some things. You know, some of his less horror themed stuff has good interpretations. Stand By Me is a good movie. You know, fucking, Shawshank Redemption is a good movie. Fucking
Green Mile was pretty decent for what it was. Like,
It's just his writing style that I'm not too into. It's a little too plain. It's never. I've never read a Stephen King book and gone, "Well, that was well worded. Wow, that was that was poetic." You know,
it's literally like Eric Kline, the guy who wrote Ready Player One, like. You don't read his novels expecting grandiose, like, master of the English language.
I mean, on the plus side, I'm never lost from a Stephen King book. I understand exactly what he's saying every time, so it's that's cool. And he's got some classics out cool. there.
Yeah.
the running joke way back in the day was always that they don't make good Stephen King interpretations, and I kind of still agree with that, even though I really enjoy a lot of Stephen King interpretations, like film-wise, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, man, in the 80s, 70s and 80s, those Stephen King movies, they have a certain corniness that you just can't escape.
Oh, like Pet Sematary, dude?
Wow. Yeah. The scariest part for me in Pet Sematary was when he has a dream on the airplane. Of like his dying sister or sister-in-law or some shit like that, and she's all like super emaciated and skeletal, and she like reaches out to him. And it's just a fucking dream scene. It's the scariest thing that fucking happens. The little kid running around with a scalpel. I mean, yeah, it's creepy, but not real. That fucking movie.
Yeah, but I mean, at that point, Chucky's creepy. So
yeah,
fucking doll running around with a knife. You know what I mean?
Have you seen any of the TV show Chucky?
No, I heard of it.
I have not watched it. So I never liked the Child's Play series, and I always felt that it suffered that thing where you know, first three movies, Hollywood's trying to cash in. So, like, the first one's good. The second one's got some faults. The third one's, you know, less. And then all of a sudden, it's usually more and more comedy-based. And yeah. Chucky went full-on into that comedy stuff. Like, Bride of Chucky, you remember that stuff? That was, like, some cheesy, yes, like, edgy, try-hard, early 2000s, new metal MTV promotion. You know,
the soundtrack was dead on that.
So I never liked him that much anyways. I never thought that Child's Play 1, even though I just said it was good, I was just saying that for an example. I don't really think it's not one of my favorite fucking horror movies. But the TV show, now I actually kind of like the whole thing, because if you go back and look, it is this big, long linear storyline, even if some of it doesn't make sense. You know, each movie picks up where the last one did.
Yeah, okay.
And the series picks up where the last movie ended off.
Like the newest one?
Yeah. No. That one's separate. The newest one with Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza, yeah.
That one's out of universe. That's okay. That's separate. That's not the same. That's an alternative timeline type thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that one's an android. That one's like bad AI.
I was going to say, because that was an AI thing, but goddamn, it's got Aubrey Plaza, so...
She's fun.
I don't care what goes on in that movie.
She's fun. I like her.
She's amazing.
I'd say it's worth watching if you're into corny, bad B-horror stuff with, like, bad sense of humor and everything, which...
Yeah. I have to give it a shot.
Yep. All right, dude, you know what? Fuck all this. Jump in the line. Say. Next time on...
Rocky Body and Time.
Is It Worse Than? We're going to talk about Ghost. I really don't know what we're doing, dude. That's what I'm saying. I'm really confused. It's written down, though, so we're just going to do... Okay, it's got to be one of these. Robert has... Right. I bet Robert knows.
I think he would. I'm just going to listen to them all. Rewatch everything and just probably pick and choose when we get to the episode.
Yeah, okay, well, toot toot.